This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian pilots now started flying American fighter jets. Reuters correspondent Arthi Tyaparin has more.
Ukrainian pilots will now be flying in U.S.-made F-16s for operations within the country, said President Volodymyr Zelensky on Sunday.
Jets are in our sky, and officially today you see them, and it's good that they came and we can use them.
The long-awaited fighter jets arrived more than 29 months after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Zelensky said, however, the country still did not have enough jets or pilots. But he noted many soldiers are now undergoing training.
Renewed anti-government protests have left nearly 100 dead and hundreds more injured in Bangladesh. AP correspondent Karen Shamas.
Scores of people were killed and hundreds more injured as renewed anti-government protests swept across Bangladesh. Protesters marched through the Bangladeshi capital of Dhaka, chanting and banging bamboo sticks. They're demanding the resignation of Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina. The calls come after earlier student protests in July escalated into violence that left more than 200 dead. The students were calling for an end to a quota system for government jobs. The military announced that a new curfew was in effect for an indefinite period. As the renewed violence raged, Sheikh Hasina said the protesters who engaged in sabotage and destruction were no longer students but criminals, and she said the people should deal with them with iron hands. I'm Karen Shamas.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris's campaign is launching Republicans for Harris as she tries to win over Republican voters put off by Donald Trump's candidacy. Harris's team says the program will aim to use